This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe. Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another Sex in the City Watch With Us party.
Yes.
That's what I'm calling it now.
Okay.
Feels close to like The Last of Us. I assumed you would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
And yes, we are back with another episode. Just as a reminder, as we've been putting at the top recently, we are still looking for our listener participation. All you need is a computer, headphones, internet, and if you have access to a mic, wonderful. If not, not necessary.
No.
And as soon as we do decide, which will be a little while, we will let you know. Plenty of time ahead to us as to how to prepare, what websites we're using, all the good things.
Yeah.
And our super producer, Christina, will definitely be in contact, so there will be no reason to worry.
No, it will be very simple. Essentially, we're going to send you a link, and access to internet really is the big one. as long as you have that, we'll send you the details, and we'll work around your schedule. It should be very fun. Very low key. If you would like a drink of any sort, you can have it. I mean, we can't tell you what to do, but it's welcomed, I guess, is what I'm saying. But yes, if you've already entered, we have your name. If you'd like to enter, please, you can contact us via all of the ways we give you at the end. But yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun time.
Yes. And again, not necessary to know any of these episodes or to have ever seen it.
Nope.
So yeah, just as a reminder. Mm-hmm. And if you are hearing this like 10 years down the road, we did this, y'all.
Probably.
We were cool. We were cool.
No, we definitely did, unless something terrible
happened. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Annie. So we're back and we are on season 2, episode 10. But before we begin, we need the recap. Can you give us a recap?
Okay. We've gotten a lot of conversation with Carrie and Big around setting kind of relationship expectations and boundaries. Now that they're back together, what does their relationship look like? What do they both want out of it? I feel like we saw a lot of Big being a jerk, but you know, that's...
Par for the course, apparently.
Par for the course. We've been introduced to Steve, Miranda's... I hope this isn't a spoiler. I don't think it is, but it is around a lot in the show with Miranda. And they're kind of working on their own boundaries as well and what they want out of the relationship, how they can make it work. Charlotte continues to try to find the one and not quite able to. That sounds like I'm blaming her. I'm not. But she continually is with these guys who she's like, this is the one. And then by the end of the 26-minute episode, he's not the one. And then Samantha continues to be there with the support and the jokes and the...
All the jokes.
Yeah. And her wisdom,
Sure. Yeah. You know what? She has definitely been the one that has been at ease. Mm-hmm. As much drama as she may have, mm-hmm. it's less dramatic.
Yeah, she definitely seems kind of, at least from what I've seen, because I have never seen this, listeners, if this is somehow your first time hearing that. I've never seen it. So far, she seems like she rolls with the punches a lot.
Yeah, she's been kind of a stable, mm-hmm. which is what made us sad with mm-hmm. and just like that. But mm-hmm. that's okay. All right, so now we're on episode 10. We're going to go ahead and let you know, if you've not watched this, this one is a little racist. Mm-hmm. I do find it offensive myself. And this is one of those ones I'm like, okay, this is one of the bigger problematic ones. As we've talked about before, we try not to skirt around the issues. This was in the 1999 when it was released. I believe it was August 8th of 1999. Doesn't make it better, but just to let you know, it is, at this point in time, we understand how this is gross mm-hmm. today. But before we start, we're going to go ahead and do the title. You can do a prediction. I've given you some clues since then, obviously. The title of this episode is The Caste System.
Well, the thing is, you've never told me exactly what this is about, but you've like given me a lot of heads up and right. warnings, and it's kind of infamous in my brain of the more problematic ones. I don't know. Oh. I don't know what it could be. I mean, I know it's racist.
Oh, wow. She is really, really struggling on this one.
I can't think of what it would be.
I think I've given you hints that I was personally offended by it, so that should probably lean into. And the idea of caste system is very Asian in itself.
Oh, it feels racist to even guess, honestly.
That's fair. That's fair. We'll just go with it. It's racist. Okay, you ready? Yeah. You're not wrong.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
The first time I realized I actually loved Big was over
the
love.
She realized she loved him.
They're staring at each other with toes. It's so New York because they're just reading newspapers together while wearing sexy clothes.
Yeah.
Like he's really showing off his chest while she's just wearing his shirt. Mm. Which, by the way, that's never been a thing for me. I've never worn a man's button-up shirt. No. Have you?
No. I mean, not in relationship context. Right. I've worn one.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, but not like after post-coitus.
No. Oh,
You're welcome.
No,
You're welcome.
Why would you do that to me?
I said it.
Well, what's this for?
Oh, I just saw it and thought of you.
Oh, no.
It's a bejeweled swan.
And it doesn't look good. Like, I think there's a possibility you could make that look good, but it does not look good.
It was just wrong. It was wrong. I didn't know what to say except... I love you.
She said, I love you for that.
You told Big I love you because he gave you that? What did you think it was? A large diamond duck ring?
She said, I love you.
And she brought it to brunch?
A large diamond duck ring.
If I saw this table, I'd be like, the hell's happening over there?
You're welcome. I'll just wait for you outside.
Oh, he gave the you're welcome reply to
and
I
gave
love
her
you.
Kiss on the cheek. No, it was a So I've always asked that question. I've even asked questions to my friends because they will quickly tell people, I love you. And I'm like, wait, what? How did you do that? Why? What made you say that? Because for me, when it comes to my friends, it's easy. But for like relationships, I was like, No, but I don't think I've ever actually told anybody before my partner today that I love them.
Yeah. It does feel kind of like we were, it's not the same level, but kind of like when we were talking about the last episode of like when you post on Facebook, like in a relationship, it does feel like saying I love you elevates it.
It does.
To another level.
Yeah.
And if somebody doesn't respond back, then you're left hanging.
Awkward.
Like,
As she says, like, it's the gauntlet. And now either they have to break up or go forward. Which one is it?
Yeah. And the thing is, it's kind of like the power move we keep talking about, which is unfortunate. But so many relationships are that. Like, oh, now I have the power. She said I love you. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Right.
This is the power in my court.
She was dating a bartender who worshipped her. And Miranda was so crazy about him in return that she let him take her out to dinner, but only to places she knew he could afford.
And now we're back with Miranda, who is so happily in this
Look
relationship.
At that piece of pizza.
With a New York slice, as he said it. I've never really had New York pizza. I've been to New York, but I don't get for pizza. I've had Italian pizza, you know, but going to New York, do pizza.
Oh, I've done pizza.
I warn you, it's going to be totally boring.
It's not going to be boring if I'm there with you.
Aw. He's going to an event with her. It's not going to be boring if I'm there with you, he says.
Aww.
He's very cute.
Probably should wear a suit.
Oh. It's going to be a big, fancy affair.
You do have a suit, right?
Sure I do. It's really nice. It's gold.
Oh, no.
Gold suit.
It's Disco Luke. It's Disco Luke.
Ow, God.
Sorry.
So many pokes.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with corduroy?
Oh, it's corduroy gold.
Gold corduroy suits.
For the first time, Steve took Miranda back to his place.
He lives in a basement apartment. That looks like a murder house.
Look, we have to be real, though. So many shows like paint New York as if we could afford it, and we can't.
It's not true. Well, she's a partner now, and that's why she gets her own apartment. Sam's a big PR person. Carrie has rent control. She has a rent control apartment. And yes, Steve has the scary place, and this would probably be the place that you could afford, because literally has a kitchenette. I think bathroom, and that's the end.
I like that one pan just hanging there.
That's about right?
Wait a minute. Rich men date not so rich women all the time. I mean, come on, look at me and Big. It's not about money. It's about compatibility.
Yeah, but it's not about money, more about compatibility.
But we talked about this. You can't remove it, unfortunately, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That he probably thinks that, I am so much richer than Carrie, and he probably likes that.
Yeah, and if she were to ever make more money,
exactly,
he would have a problem with that.
I want to enjoy my success, not apologize for it.
Bravo, honey.
That's the line everybody remembers. I want to enjoy my success, not apologize for it.
Yeah? You're talking about a difference in background and education. This guy is working class.
Working class.
Oh.
Yeah.
We don't say things like working class anymore, but you're trying to pretend that we live in a classless society, and we don't.
And then this is the racist bit where she makes sure to show off that while they're getting their nails done, that they're in a class system and who is the upper class, as Charlotte would.
All right.
I'm dating a guy right now, and he's got an actual servant.
What?
Really? So Sam is dating someone who has a servant, as they called it, who is an Asian woman.
Just made a killing in the market, turning Chelsea sweatshops into luxury co-ops for the upwardly trendy.
Some is a fantastic cook. And you won't eat better Thai food in Bangkok.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
You like Pai Chi like Mr. Harvey, miss?
So I don't know the background, because I know that plenty of refugees and people who are new to the country have accents. Accents are not a big deal. But I feel like they played her up in a stereotype for this episode as comedy. Yeah. It's fairly offensive.
Yeah.
Very offensive.
Well, didn't Stephanie Sue, she of Everything Everywhere All at Once and a bunch of other things, but she said like she'd been asked in auditions to play up her accent.
Yep.
The next afternoon, Charlotte made the acquaintance of a member of the very highest caste, a caste that, from coast to coast, rich and poor, everyone deferred to and honored without question, the movie star.
Oh,
so,
my.
Yeah, we have the dude who I'm guessing was probably the Christian Slater of that time.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How much for this piece?
The fire extinguisher? Oh, no. That's a real fire extinguisher. You know, like, the gallery.
Dude, I mean, to be fair, I probably would have done something similar. Being in an art gallery, be like, what is this? It's a literal fire extinguisher, sir.
Honestly,
look at
some of the art that's happening these days, that's fair enough.
Yes, but that's also a name. Like, not excusing this dude. Like, he's supposed to look this idiotic.
Right.
But, like, there's a name above it. So it looks like that is an art piece.
What do you think about closing out for the rest of the afternoon?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Now she's going to run away with the movie star.
This reminds
me. And making out.
When I was a kid, I asked my mom, is this how you meet people? You go to a bar and then you have sex? And she was like, oh, God, no. But if you're watching this, what am I to assume?
Right. I mean, I went to bars thinking that in my early 20s, going like, I'm going to go meet guys.
And
that never happened.
That's what it leads to. Is like.
But that's kind of where, like, this is why online dating was so successful, because this was the option. This is the only, or someone you knew, you met through this or through work, which could be a problem.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think it's kind of frightening how good I look.
It's a beautiful suit. I think we should take it. Could you do a cuff with a nice little break?
Would these be the shoes?
I wouldn't know what to say.
Yeah. I don't know how she knows so much about suits.
Take the shoes.
I guess we're taking the shoes.
Just like that.
Jesus. $1,800.
$1,800 for that
suit.
I'm
not spill anything.
Don't worry. It's my treat.
What?
Oh,
I invited you to this thing. I want to pay for the suit.
No way. You're not buying me a suit.
So Miranda wants to pay for the suit.
Yep.
And we already see problems here.
Yep, I've seen this as well.
But I wanted to do this for you.
Then I start to think of you like my mother, and that can get a little weird.
The thing is, I feel like you can do this, but she should have told him before. Like, I'm planning. I would like to do this for you.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Steve, forget it. It's too expensive.
No, would you just let me buy the suit?
And he's so embarrassed that it's becoming a problem.
That's kind of like when I feel like when you take someone to a fancy restaurant, you either have to warn them.
Yeah.
Or pay for it yourself.
Right. And never tell them.
Right.
I know what you're really pissed off about. But it's just something I've got to do in my own time.
Oh, let's hear it.
Big is having a phone conversation with Carrie.
Well, I f***ing love you.
Oh, you love the decoration that says I f***ing love you.
Hey, good morning.
It's just a
tough thing for me to say, because it always seems to get me in trouble when I say it. Okay?
Okay.
Are we okay?
We're great. Hey, I love you too. I'll call you later, okay?
How awkward.
Jeremiah's like, wait, what?
Wait. Oh my.
Did we?
Was that cheating? She made out with him.
Definitely.
And her excuses, everything before I love you doesn't count.
I don't think so. Hmm. Oh, no, I wouldn't agree with that.
I don't either. That's definitely like, and we definitely play it all. I would have a huge problem.
Yeah. As we've discussed with a lot of these episodes, like, I feel like if you had that discussion before, like, hey, we're not exclusive or we're exclusive, but I felt like the vibe was they were exclusive. And
it felt like it, yeah.
And I would be hurt if I found out you were...
Right. Especially after saying you love someone and that's what you want out of them.
Right.
Right.
Because I mean, honestly, like sometimes somebody tells you something that impactful and you have to, I will say me, I have to sit with it and be
process.
Like, okay.
Yep, yep.
And I know that sucks for the other person because then you're like, you know, tumbling in your mind, oh, they don't. But for me, I'm literally like, I just need to think about it for a second.
Yeah.
Unless we've already reached that point where I'm convinced of it.
Right.
But if I hadn't really considered it. But if you've said it already and the other person hasn't said it yet, that doesn't necessarily mean they don't feel that way. And mm-hmm. I would be hurt to find out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were with somebody else.
That's a whole lot to process.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There you go. That is the cast system. And you get, I'll give you 10 points out of like 100 for that one, because it is very racist. You are correct. But yeah, so we have the end of Miranda and Steve. At this point in time.
Oh, really?
They broke up.
Well, I mean, they did, but I'm assuming they would
get... They broke up.
Okay,
I'm just saying,
okay.
That's what's happening here. Sam had a weird relationship with a weird dude and his housekeeper, who they all kept calling servant, which is really, like, I hate that. It just feels gross. And then we have Charlotte trying to get in with the movie stars, which I'm like, are they really at the top? I would never think they were at the top.
No, and that's interesting to me that Charlotte, again, she's kind of a fascinating character because I feel like she's like wanting to find the one and she meets this movie star and she's like, this is it. She gets all caught up into it. But it,
yeah,
in the back of her mind had to be somewhere, this guy.
It's bad news.
Or at least like he's not the one. But you can get all caught up in that for sure.
Yeah.
That like, oh, I'm the one that will be the
one. I mean, I'm sure if I met a movie star that I actually liked.
Right.
I might get caught up, but not like douchey guys that I'm like, you're a jerk. I know you are. I've heard rumors about you.
Right. And I do wish, I wish I could have heard what Carrie would have said when she was like, don't get out of there. I wish I'd heard what the.
Why? Right. And now we have Big and Carrie solidifying the I love you and her whole reasoning, nothing counts before I love you, which sounds awful because I'm like, it takes a long time for me to get there anyway.
Right. Yeah, that's. Again, if you've like agreed on that, that's one thing, but they had it in my opinion. And I feel like in a relationship, even if you haven't said I love you, doesn't mean you can just
make out with anyone.
Right.
Although that was kind of her petty vengeance to that party.
It's true. Still an issue, but yeah.
Very problematic. Mm-hmm. Well, we finished this problematic episode.
We did.
There'll be many more to come.
Oh, good. Excellent news.
Because it is chocked full of them, unfortunately. Because, you know, things have changed and hopefully we've grown with it. Mm-hmm. But yes. So there it is. You got 10 points. You are not doing too well.
No, but honestly, I'll take the loss on that one. I was not going to do myself any favors.
That's fair.
Well, listeners, we hope you're enjoying these. Again, if you want to enter to do an episode with us, we would love for you to. You can email us at stepintoyourmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok @StuffIveNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Our reigning champ, essentially, of these episodes.
Hit it out of the park.
Every time.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.